Welcome to episode 1204 of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our special series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, continues today. And this week, we are asking this question: what can we learn about Jesus' character, mission, and purpose from what the Savior says about and his actions that are reflective of friendship?
Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him." And suppose the one inside answers, "Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything." I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, opens with the disciples coming to Jesus with a humble, hungry request: "Lord, teach us to pray." They had observed Jesus slipping away to quiet places, spending long hours in prayer, and they sensed that the power and intimacy of his ministry flowed from these moments with the Father. They did not ask him to teach them how to preach, heal, or perform miracles, but how to pray, because they saw in him a life anchored in communion with God. In response, Jesus teaches them what we now call the Lord's Prayer, a prayer of reverence, trust, surrender, and daily dependence on God. Immediately following, Jesus continues his teaching on prayer with a short, striking parable about a midnight knock that calls us to a deeper, bolder, and more persistent faith in our approach to God.
"Why are you knocking at my door at this late hour?"
In this parable, a man has received a late-night guest, something that was not uncommon in the ancient world where travel often occurred after sunset to avoid the heat. Hospitality was not optional, but a sacred duty, and to fail in providing food for a guest was a source of deep shame in the community. In desperation, the host knocks on his neighbor's door at midnight, the most inconvenient hour possible. The neighbor responds, "Don't bother me, the door is locked, and my children are with me in bed." In a small one-room house, waking up meant disturbing the entire family. It was inconvenient, uncomfortable, and culturally awkward. But Jesus says, even though he will not get up because of friendship, yet, because of shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give him as much as he needs. Some translations use words like persistence or importunity. At first glance, the parable seems to suggest that God is like the reluctant neighbor who answers prayers only because we annoy him long enough. But that is not the message. Jesus is using a lesser to greater argument. If even a reluctant neighbor will respond because of persistent knocking, how much more will your loving Father respond to your bold, persistent prayers? This parable invites us to pray with persistence, not giving up when answers are delayed. Pray with boldness, asking God for what we truly need. Pray with trust, knowing God is not reluctant but loving and generous. Let's linger for a moment on shameless audacity. This is the boldness God invites. The Greek word used here in Luke 11, verse 8, anaideia, is unique in the New Testament, often translated as persistence or impudence, but better captured as shameless boldness or shameless audacity. It describes an unembarrassed insistence, a refusal to be deterred, a bold knocking that continues until the door opens. It describes an unembarrassed insistence, a refusal to be deterred, a bold knocking that continues until the door opens. This is the kind of prayer Jesus calls us to. Prayer that dares to knock at midnight. Prayer that is not concerned about being polite or proper. Prayer that recognizes desperation is not a disqualification, but a doorway. In a culture that prizes self-sufficiency, we often hesitate to approach God with such desperation. We fear being too needy, too repetitive, too bothersome. But Jesus says, knock, keep knocking. Your Father will open the door. This parable reframes how we think about God in prayer. He is not annoyed by our coming again and again with the same requests. He is not inconvenienced by our timing, even if it is midnight. He is not frustrated by our persistence. He welcomes it. Jesus wants us to know that God is better than the reluctant neighbor. God is not asleep. He who watches over Israel never slumbers nor sleeps. God's door is never locked to his children. God delights to give good gifts to those who ask him. When we knock at midnight, we find a Father who opens the door, welcomes us in, and supplies our needs. Jesus models this bold, persistent prayer in his own life. He often withdrew to lonely places to pray. He prayed all night before choosing the 12. In Gethsemane, he prayed earnestly and repeatedly, sweating drops of blood as he surrendered to the Father's will. Jesus was not afraid to pour out his heart before the Father, to ask boldly, to persist in prayer, and to trust the Father's goodness. As followers of Jesus, we are invited to pray as he prayed, honestly, persistently, and boldly. Many of us struggle to pray with shameless audacity because we fear disappointment if God doesn't answer immediately. We doubt whether God cares about our requests. We feel unworthy to approach God with bold requests. We have grown weary after long seasons of unanswered prayers. But Jesus knows these struggles, and it is precisely why he tells this parable. He knows we will be tempted to give up, to stop knocking, to assume God is indifferent. Through this parable, Jesus is saying three important things that we need to hear. First, keep praying. Second, don't give up. Third, your Father is listening. What are the areas in your life where you need to persist in prayer? Is it the salvation of a loved one? Is it a breakthrough in a situation that feels impossible? Is it strength and provision for your family? Is it healing, restoration, or clarity for your future? Jesus is inviting you to bring these needs boldly before the Father, to knock at midnight, and to trust that God's heart is open toward you. Let's get deep. What this reveals about Jesus. Jesus welcomes desperate people. Jesus tells a story of a desperate man knocking at midnight and teaches us that desperation is not a hindrance in the kingdom of God. Jesus welcomes those who come to him with their emptiness, inadequacy, and urgent needs, inviting us to trust him fully. Jesus reveals the Father's generous heart. Jesus is not teaching us that God is reluctant, but that he is better than any earthly friend or neighbor. By using the lesser to greater argument, Jesus shows us that the Father is eager to respond, generous to supply, and loving beyond measure. Jesus models and empowers persistent prayer. Through his own life of prayer and by this parable, Jesus demonstrates that persistent prayer is not about earning answers, but aligning our hearts with God's will. He calls us to a bold, faith-filled relationship with the Father, empowering us to pray without ceasing. What is an area of your life where you have stopped knocking because you felt discouraged? How does Jesus' teaching in Luke 11, 5-8 change your view of prayer and God's readiness to hear you? What specific requests will you boldly and persistently bring before God this week? As we reflect on Jesus' parable of the midnight knock, we see that persistent, bold prayer is not about pressuring a reluctant God, but about trusting a loving Father who invites us to come again and again. Jesus calls us to pray with shameless audacity, not because God is unwilling, but because our faith grows as we learn to depend fully on him. In every season, whether we see immediate answers or continue to wait, we can trust that God hears, God cares, and God will provide in his perfect timing. Let us become people who knock at midnight, confident that our Father's door is always open and his heart is always ready to respond. Father, thank you for inviting us to knock, seek, and ask with confidence. Help us to trust your goodness, to pray with boldness, and to persist in faith, even when the answers seem delayed. May we grow in intimacy with you as we learn to knock at midnight, believing that you hear, you care, and you will provide according to your perfect will. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.